Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, my week 7 recap. Guys, I gave you a recap but for the WNBA. Now I'm doing for the NBA. So we'll cover it all, guys. NBA Cup preview. We'll do that. Also, Lakers are reeling, guys. So we'll talk about that as well. Also, the Joker goes absolutely bonkers this week. We'll talk about that also. Injuries, fines, you know the rest. So let's do it. All right, guys. And we'll be at you in a few minutes. So stay tuned. Check it out. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, my last episode, I did a week 7 recap, but for the WNBA, there was a lot of news that took place. Of course, their expansion draft, so I expounded on that. And the Jewel Loy trade situation, I talked about that as well. So let's dedicate this to the NBA, this episode here. All right, so without any further delay, let's get into it, guys. And we'll start like we normally do, but we're going to start with the players of the month. Well, like the accolades for the month, rather. And then we'll do player for the week, and then we'll get into the news right after. So let's do it. Players for the month. And now they, guys, they combined October and November. So it's a combination of, well, you know, they started October 20th, 22nd, I believe. So, you know, it's a few days in October, then all of November. So with that said, let's talk about the defensive players for those months. For the East, Victor Wembanyama, guys. He's first in blocks already, guys. He's fourth in the league in contested shots, and he's in eighth when it comes to deflections. Victor Wembanyama, of course, him being 7 foot plus. So, you know, he's getting those blocks, guys. He's getting his hands on a lot of loose balls and all those sort of things. So, Victor Wembanyama, your player. Defensive player of the month for October slash November. And then for the East, Dyson Daniels, a guard for the Atlanta Hawks, guys. He's first in the league in steals, guys. And I believe he had a stretch of about 4 games or so where he had 4 more steals. And that's the first time that's been done since the great Alvin Robinson, name we haven't heard in a while. He was the last person to do that. So he's first in steals. He's first in deflections, guys. He's first in forced turnovers. So Dyson Daniels, a splendid addition over there for the Atlanta Hawks. That is your defensive player of the month for the Eastern Conference. So kudos to those guys. Players of the month. In the East, Jason Tatum, guys. I've been singing his praises. You've heard me talk about him. Nearly 29 points per game, 8.5 rebounds, nearly 6 assists. He's been an absolute terror, guys. And, guys, this is now his 5th Player of the Month award. Only for that franchise, one player has more, and that's Larry Bird. He had 7 in his career. So Jason Tatum in rarefied air, etching his name amongst the Boston Immortals, if you will. Jason Tatum, guys. And then for the Western Conference, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's absolutely balling. Averaging nearly 30 points per game, over 6.5 assists per game, over 5 rebounds, over a steal and a half per game, and over a block per game for him. So, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander doing it all. These two names, guys, will be in the MVP conversation when all is said and done. These two guys here. So, kudos to both of those guys. Your players of the month for October/November. Rookies of the month, guys. And it's been kind of a mixed bag with the rookie class, but I tell you what, these two guys are kind of standing out. Jalen Wells of the Memphis Grizzlies, guys, he's been a surprise. He's been somebody they've been having to lean on. They suffered a few injuries over there, whether it be Ja Morant, whether it be Desmond Bane. But Jalen Wells has played, no pun intended, he's played well for them. Over 12 points per game, over 3 rebounds per game. He's shooting at nearly 40% from 3, guys. So Jalen Wells taking advantage of his opportunities over there with a Memphis Grizzlies club that's playing. They're playing good ball, guys. So he'll be a contributor for that ball club there. And then for the East, how about Jarrett McCain, guys, for the Philadelphia 76ers? I saw this guy absolutely go off, man. He leads all rookies in scoring, averaging 16 per game. He's doing it mostly coming off the bench, guys. And he's nearly automatic from the from the foul line. Over 90% for him. So, Jarrett McCain, guys, he got a bit of an opportunity when Tyrese Maxey went down, but he's made the most of it, guys. So, Jarrett McCain, your Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month. So, both of these young guys, bit of a surprise. I know I've spoke of other rookies, but they haven't really been filling the bill. But these two guys have, so kudos to them. Coach of the Month, I think it's pretty obvious in the East. Kenny Atkinson for the Cleveland Cavaliers. After the October and November ended up 17-3. Remember, he had the 15-0 start, guys. So, Kenny Atkinson, your coach of the month in the East. And then for the West, Ime Udoka, guys. You heard me singing his praises. At the end of November, his ball club was 14-6. The best record since 2017-18 season, guys. That's how good this team has been. And a lot of thanks to the coach. The coach is getting it done over there. So your coaches of the month for the East, Kenny Atkinson, and for the Western Conference, Ime Udoka. So guys, that is your accolades for the month of October/November. Now your players of the week. Now, guys, in the West, it could have went a number of ways, but they went with Luka Doncic, guys. His team went 3-0 for the month. Dallas Mavericks ended up beating the Memphis Grizzlies, a good win at home. And then on the road, they beat both Washington and Toronto, teams they should beat, honestly. But Luka, for the week, over 29 points per game. Nearly 12 rebounds, over 8 assists, and guys, he was averaging over 3 steals a game, guys. Wow, that's pretty good stuff for Luka. Shooting it pretty well as also. So, Luka Doncic, your player of the week in the West. In the East, Tyler Hero, guys, for the Miami Heat. Over 25 points per game for him. 6 rebounds, 5.5 assists. Shooting very well from the field, guys. And from three, he's just knocking them down. And then from the charity stripe, he only missed 2 free throws. He attempted 16. So his team went 3-1 for the week. They lost at Boston, but they were able to beat the likes of the Lakers. Absolutely embarrassed the Lakers. The Phoenix Suns they beat, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. So a very nice week for Tyler Hero in the Miami Heat. But Tyler Hero is your player of the week in the East. All right, guys. So with that said, let us continue. And let's talk about our top stories. Top stories, guys. Let this be the top story. NBA Cup preview, guys. So we have reached December, which means the NBA Cup is going to take place, guys. The quarter rounds now, those take place at the higher seeds home. So, and then your semifinals will be in Vegas, and then your finals in Vegas. So here's how it shakes out, guys. In the West, Dallas will go to OKC to play them. That should be a very good game, guys. And then Golden State, they go to Houston to face the Rockets. So two very good matchups in the West. Two very good matchups, I must say. And then in your Eastern Conference, the Orlando Magic, they go to Milwaukee to face the Bucks. And then the Atlanta Hawks, they got to come here, guys, and face the Knicks. And the Knicks owe them, because when they went to Atlanta, they really took it on the chin. And then afterwards, Trae Young was talking his mess with his balding behind. But I digress. So the Knicks owe it to them to stick it to them in that game. And that's going to take place on Wednesday, the December 11th. And then I believe tomorrow night is your quarterfinal on Tuesday night, if I'm not mistaken. Let me verify and make sure. If I'm not mistaken, that is the case, guys. Yes. So your Western Conference quarterfinals on Tuesday, Eastern Conference on Wednesday. All right? So if I were to predict, guys, I'm going chalk on all of these guys. I'm going OKC facing off against Houston in Vegas. And then I'm going Milwaukee Bucks facing off against the Knicks. So I'm going chalk, guys. And then out there in Vegas, I'm going to say OKC represents the West. And I'm going with my Knicks, guys. I'm going with my Knicks to represent the East. And then in what's going to be a tough matchup, and one in which you have Hartenstein facing his old ball club. That should be a goodie, guys. And I'm going to say the Knicks by the slimmest of margins. So, hey, I'm picking my Knicks to win the NBA Cup. So we'll see what happens. So should be a good matchup all the way around, guys. You got 8 good teams here. Any one of them can end up winning it. I don't think it'll be we'll see what happens. So, all right. So that is your cup preview, guys. The Lakers, guys, had a rough week, guys. They went 1-3 last week, including back-to-back games where they lost by a combined 70 points. And that is the worst in franchise history. That's how bad it's getting, guys. And, of course, you know, all fingers are going to point towards LeBron James, because at one point he went 0-for-19 from three-point range. I say, you know, at some point, then that's where the three-point shot has really, really, like, soiled the game, guys. Not everybody's built to shoot it consistently. That's just the way it is. And not everybody's Steph Curry. So for LeBron to go for 19, that's not good. Grant you, he is a just about a 40-year-old man doing this. So you have that. Their record right now is 13-11, which is pretty much the same record that they had with Darvin Ham. So, you know, people are saying, oh, but they're so much better with J.J. Redick, this and that. And I'm like, are they now? Because I'm looking at the record, it looks the same. So you want to tell me, oh, LeBron needs help, AD, you know, LeBron and AD, that's not enough. What's the story with Austin Reeves? You got Austin Reeves there. Dalton Connect, I love what he's doing over there. You still have Rui Hachimura. You pretty much hung up the phone on D'Angelo Russell. Now you got him coming off the bench. You can't find a consistent starter to put in there. Gabe Vincent looks shot. You're going with the likes of a Cam Reddish. I believe he's hurt now, so you can't even go with him. So, you know, everybody's saying the Lakers need help, the Lakers need help, and all this. My whole thing is, we expect so much from these Lakers. I understand you have a LeBron there. I understand Anthony Davis, who's having a monster year, actually a MVP campaign when all is said and done. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. And then their one win this week came when LeBron was out of the lineup. Oh, by the way, he was talking about trying to play all 82 games, which I thought was insane. I didn't believe for 1 second LeBron was playing all 82 games. You know, it sounds nice in theory. It sounds, you know, sounds like, you know, yeah. But I knew that wasn't going to happen. Anybody with a brain knew that he wasn't going to play all 82 games. So let's stop it. Let's stop it. So, but, you know, his numbers across the board, they look fine for a 40-year-old guy, man. You know, you got young players who wish they had numbers like this. 23 points per game, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. That's a fabulous year. But the fact that it's LeBron and, you know, we hold him to this higher standard and all of this, he's shooting it just a shade under 50% from the field, almost 36% from three, 76% from the free throw line. You'll take that from LeBron. So I know we're waiting for him to hand over the keys, the franchise, to Anthony Davis, which kind of has happened, kind of not. And then, you know, everybody was saying he was washed after the two games where they got absolutely demolished. Then he goes and have a vintage game against the Atlanta Hawks, only to lose that game, of course. It actually, this week, he did pass Kyle Korver on the all-time three-point shots made list. So he's seventh on the list in that regard. Is anyone saying he's a better three-point shooter than Kyle Korver? You need to be drug tested if that's the case. It's because of longevity he passed Kyle Korver. Then that be that. So took him 20 years to pass Kyle Korver. So go figure. But in any event, so we'll see what the Lakers do going forward. They're not in the Cup championship. Because even at least last year, they won the inaugural Cup championship. They even do that this year. So, J.J. Redick, you know, a lot of people are kind of high on him. He'll be fine. He'll be okay, I guess. You know, the thing with J.J. Redick, he believes he's the smartest guy in the room. That's the way he's been. So, can he turn this thing around? Maybe he can. Maybe he can. But all I'm saying is they look pretty much like the same team we saw. It's just they changed coaches. They added some young talent with connected me in there. But I don't know. Then they're saying, oh, LeBron is not interested because his son's not up there. I'm like, if that's what has to keep his interest, the Lakers are in big trouble, so I'm just saying. So I'll just leave it there as far as the Laker talk. All right, guys, so let us talk about some top performances for the week. Let's start off with the Joker, Nikola Jokic. He had a monster week. In fact, you can make an argument for him being player of the week, but I understand, I get it. Luka Doncic's team, they went 3-0. The Nuggets went 2-2 for the week, but you can't argue with these numbers here, guys. On back-to-back nights, on the Friday, December 7th, here's what he does on Friday. 56-point triple-double. Good gracious. Wow. An absolute monster game. Along with 16 rebounds and 8 assists, but it was in a loss to Washington Wizards, for Pete's sakes. They were at Washington, but still, I mean, come on. 122-113 in a game where Jordan Poole went nuts. He scored 39 points. And he had 9 threes in the game. So Jordan Poole with a monster game. But nothing compared to what the Joker did. I mean, man. And then the next night, he goes for 48 points. 14 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals. But this time in a win, a blowout win actually, at Atlanta, 141-111. He does get some help on this night. Michael Porter Jr. drops 26 in the game. But Nikola Jokic absolutely going nuclear, guys. And then also during the week, this is what he did. On Wednesday, December 5th, he has 27 points, 20 rebounds, and 11 assists, guys. And then that triple-double gave him 139, which puts him in solely in third place among all-time triple-doubles. He passed Magic Johnson, by the way. I had mentioned that a few episodes when we talked about Russell Westbrook. But Nikola Jokic. Again, do I think he can get to 200? Triple-doubles career, he might be able to, guys. I'm not going to put it past him. If he stays healthy and he stays interested, I don't see why he can't. I think he's about the only one I think could do this. Luka Doncic, he could as well. But, again, health is the thing with Luka. Health is the thing. But I think he can do it. But I think Joker, obviously, he's more closer to it, even though Luka Doncic, he just had his 77th triple-double, which he's not even at 100 yet. So that's why I can't have that conversation just yet. So we'll see. So that was the Joker for last week. Let's continue. Josh Giddey, guys, a guy who I thought he was flying under the radar in terms of fantasy basketball, but he drops a triple-double, guys. This is what I envisioned him doing in Chicago, but kind of on the regular, but he does it here in Chicago. 20 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. He does that on Monday, and he does it in a win over the Brooklyn Nets in a game where Nikola Vucevic, 21 points, 10 rebounds, so he has a double-double. Matas Zelis, the rookie there, I was talking about him in before the season began. He drops 20 points in this game. I think it's just a matter of time before he enters the starting lineup because, of course, Patrick Williams, he's out with an injury, lo and behold. So I think eventually this kid is going to get an opportunity, and he'll sneak up in the lineup there, I think. So Josh Giddey with your triple-double. Josh Hart, from Josh to Josh. Josh Hart, guys, for my New York Knicks, on the following night, he drops a triple-double. 11 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and a blowout win versus the Orlando Magic. A game of supreme importance because the Orlando Magic had a shot at home court for the quarterfinal, but the Knicks win the game. Thus, they get the game at Madison Square Garden against the Hawks. So, also in this game, Karl Anthony Towns, an absolute beast. 23 points, 15 rebounds, two block shots. Karl Anthony Towns is leading the league in rebounding, guys. Imagine that. Wow. So that's what he's doing for these New York Knicks. And then on the losing side, Franz Wagner, 30 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals. And then his brother had a double-double, 20 points, 12 rebounds, 2 steals. And during the game, him and Karl Anthony Towns were drawing back and forth at each other. So interesting little back and forth between those two guys. But the Knicks prevail in the game, thus getting them a home court game during the NBA Cup. Let's continue. Luka Doncic, I was talking about him before. He has a couple of triple-doubles for the week, guys. He has one on Wednesday, December 5th, 21 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and a win over the Washington Wizards, 137-101. Also in the game, Kyrie, he drops 25. And then two nights later, Luka does it again, guys. 30 points. Of those, he has 6 three-point shots made. Along with that, 13 rebounds, 11 assists, 4 steals. And a win over Toronto, 125-118. Kyrie, he has 29, and he too drops 6 threes in this game, along with 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. On the losing side, Grady Dick, 27 points. He drops 5 threes in the game, guys, with 4 rebounds. Grady Dick's having kind of a quiet, good year, guys. I understand, I get it. RJ Barrett is having a monster season over there, but Grady Dick, I think, is flying under the radar as far as production goes. So Grady Dick with a nice game. Let us continue. Oyo Dosunmu. For the Chicago Bulls. He has a triple-double, guys. 27 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds on Wednesday, where they get a win at San Antonio. 139-124 in a game where we see Nikola Vucevic, 39 points, guys. And then on the losing side, Keldon Johnson, guys, coming off their bench to have 28 points. And then Jeremy Sochan in his second game back, he has 16 points along with 14 rebounds, guys. Trae Young, he has a 30-point, 20-assist game. In fact, he had 31 points of those 31, 5 threes, 20 assists and 2 steals in a Thursday game. An overtime win over the Lakers, guys. I kind of mentioned that game. But, yes, this is the game he has. And then LeBron James has some a triple-double. 39 points. He dropped 6 threes of his own in this game, along with 10 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals. Absolutely doing everything, guys. And then Anthony Davis, he has a monster game, 38 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. But no support from others, guys. That's what happens. So Trae Young and his Atlanta Hawks get the win over the LA Lakers. Let us continue. Evan Mobley, guys. This guy's having an all-star campaign, guys, for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He hits a career high, 41 points. He dropped 6 threes in the game. So this guy's expanding his game. Along with that, 10 rebounds. So he has the double-double there and 3 block shots. And this happened on Friday where the Cleveland Cavaliers go to Charlotte and beat the Hornets. Also, Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, 18 points apiece for them. Jared Allen, 11 points, 10 rebounds for him. And then for the losing side, Brandon Miller, who's having a quiet, solid sophomore season, 25 points. Cade Cunningham, this one hurts, guys. For the Detroit Pistons, he has a 29 point of that 5 threes, 15 assists and 10 rebound triple-double against my New York Knicks and beat them 120-111. And that took place on Friday. And also in that game, and that was at the Garden, they did this. This was on Saturday. That was on Saturday. My bad. And I will talk about Saturday because, of course, I'm wearing the shirt of Bernard King. So I'll talk about that afterwards. But, yeah, so Malik Beasley come off the bench, 23 points. 7 threes he drops in this game, guys. So you got 2 guys here with 12 threes between the two of them. Jalen Brunson in the loss, 31 points, 10 assists. So he has the double-double along with 4 rebounds. But Cade Cunningham, I've been talking about him, guys. He's having himself an all-star caliber season. And then Tyrese Maxey, he drops a triple-double. 25 points, 14 rebounds. No, 14 assists. 11 rebounds on Sunday in a 108-100 win at the Chicago Bulls. A game where Joel Embiid, he returns from injury, guys, and he drops 31 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks in the game. So, Embiid, there was some people asking, oh, are you going to shut Embiid down? Nick Nurse said, I don't think so. So, Joel Embiid, we'll see what happens, guys, but I don't hold out a lot of hope as far as Embiid making it through injury-free the rest of the way. Kelly Oubre Jr., 12 points, 10 rebounds for his double-double. And then on the losing side, Zach LaVine, 30 points of those six threes he makes, along with 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And the last performance I'll talk about, DeAndre Ayton, guys, for the Portland Trail Blazers, who's playing center now. He's getting all the minutes he can handle. 14 points, 19 rebounds, guys. And he does that on Sunday in a loss to the Lakers, by the way. 107-98. So all your performances were in wins. Well, except for Joker when he goes for the 56. But everybody else in wins. So, and then Anthony Davis, 30 points, 11 rebounds, 5 blocks for the win over the Trailblazers. And Rui Hachimura with 23 points. D'Angelo Russell off your bench, 28 points for the Lakers. All right, guys, so that's your top performances. Let us continue. Injuries, guys. 3 major injuries we'll talk about. Kevin Durant, guys, he's going to be out at least a week with an ankle injury that he suffered in the first half of a 104-93 win over the San Antonio Spurs, and that took place on Tuesday, December 3rd. So Kevin Durant, he just recently came back, guys. Now he's out again with an ankle injury. Guys, I think it's going to be like this yo-yo sort of thing with him for the rest of the season. That's just the way it is, guys. You know, he has a laundry list of injury, you know. I think it's going to be like this, guys. Hate to say it, but I think that's the way it's going to go down the rest of the way. We'll see. I hope I'm wrong, but Franz Wagner, this is a huge blow to the Orlando Magic. He's out 4 weeks and possibly more with a torn oblique. Mind you, Paolo Banchero, that's what he's out with, an oblique injury. So you got your 2 major guys with oblique injuries. Banchero should be coming back sometime soon, but this is a tough blow, guys. And this happened in a loss to the Sixers at the Sixers. And this happened on Friday. Yes, it happened on a Friday. So tough, tough blow. That's why you got them in fantasy like I do. I got them on a bunch of teams. But, yeah, this is rough for the Orlando Magic. Guys are going to have to step up. Jalen Suggs is going to – he's been playing fine this season so far. He's going to have to up the ante as far as scoring. Going to have to get some – a little bit more from a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. You're going to have to get it from a few guys like Cole Anthony, Anthony Black, Wendell Carter. Got to see what he has, you know. Yeah, but this is tough. This is tough. Can Jamal Mosley hold the ship together while these two players are on the shelf? His best 2 players are on the shelf. We'll see, guys, but this is rough. This is rough. And then Brandon Ingram. He's out indefinitely, guys, with a high-grade ankle sprain, which he suffered in the 3rd quarter of a loss to OKC, and that happened on Saturday. So Brandon Ingram, his injury woes continue. He's on the shelf now, along with Zion Williamson, along with Jose Alvarado. They just got Herb Williams back. You already had CJ McCollum back. You had DeJounte Murray. Now you're without Brandon Ingram. It's been a tough go, guys. I don't know how Willie Green holds it together, but he's doing the best he can with what he has in front of him. So Yeah, so another tough blow for the Pelicans, who've seen their share of injury this season. All right, so that is your injury news. Fines, guys, fines. Oh, boy, the league was collecting this week, guys. Terry Eason, guys, he has to pay $35,000 for using inappropriate language towards a fan and throwing a towel at them. And this occurred in the same game where M.A. Aduka, he was leveled a $50,000 fine, and then Operin Sengun a $15,000 fine. M.A. Aduka, he got his for using profane language towards an official and actually confronting the official, and Operin Sengun for using inappropriate language. So the Houston Rockets coming out the pocket big time, to the total of this game cost them $100,000 in fines, guys. And this was in a loss, actually, on Tuesday to the Sacramento Kings. And this happened on a foul, well, a non-foul call that M.A. Aduka felt that Domantas Sabonis actually fouled Sengun and knocked him to the ground, and nothing was called. So M.A. Aduka goes absolutely off, and that's how he ends up getting the fine. So the Houston Rockets, $1,000 lighter amongst the coach and two other players. Zach Collins, guys, he gets a $35,000 fine for an obscene gesture towards a ref, towards official. And I actually saw this. He flipped the bird to the referee as he was coming off the court, because he too felt he was being fouled. And this happened against the Sacramento Kings, the same player, so Domantas Sabonis. So it looks like Sabonis is at the scene of the crime in both of these cases. So Zach Collins, as he head towards the bench, he flips the bird. He gets the one tech, and then he mouths something else. He gets another tech. You're out of here. So, Zach Collins, $35,000 lighter in the pocket, thanks to the czar of all things discipline, Joe Dumars, $35,000 pay up. Anthony Edwards, $25,000 fine he gets. And this is for using profane language in a post-game media session where he was talking about the team's defense and how they were playing well with defense. And then he said even guys like Julius Randle and Naz Reid, well, even they're playing defense well. You got to see the clip and you'll see. So, and this was after a win on Friday against the Golden State Warriors in Golden State. So, Anthony Edwards, is it nitpicking? It could be. But, you know, these guys are just going to. It wasn't like, I don't get it. So I'll kind of give him a pass on this one, but the league will not. $25 you got to pay. And then the last one, Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics. He's $25 lighter in the pocket because he does an inappropriate gesture in a game where they played the Detroit Pistons, and then after a dunk that ends the first quarter, he dunks on Isaiah Stewart, And then after the dunk, he does the throat slash, which is an absolute no-no. You can't do it. It's written in the bylaws or what have you. You can't do it. He does it. Boom. You get hit with the fine, $25,000. So Jaylen Brown, he too, $25 lighter in the pocket, thanks to Joe Dumars and the Czars who oversee the discipline. So, all right, guys, that's your fines. Couple of more things and then we're done. CP3, guys, he moves into second place all time among assist leaders. So all-time assist leaders, he now moves in second. He leaps over Jason Kidd. Now he only trails John Stockton at this point. So Chris Paul, you know his career. He's been the floor general for many, many, many years. And thus, he's now in second place among all-time assist leaders. So kudos to Chris Paul for, you know, getting his guys involved to the tune of all the way in second place. Paul Millsap, guys, this is the name I haven't heard in a while. He last played in the NBA in 2022. But he retires, guys. He retires after 16 seasons in the league. He came into the league 2006 in that draft. He was selected in the second round by the Utah Jazz. And he carved himself out a 16-year career, like I said. He spent 7 of those years in Utah, 4 each in Atlanta and then in Denver. And then he spent 1 year in Brooklyn. 4-time All-Star, guys. He made All-Rookie team his first year in the league. He made an All-Defensive team as well. And he's one of those guys where, and then all his All-Star appearances, by the way, were with Atlanta. He had some fine years in Atlanta, guys. He played there for Mike Budenholzer, in fact, a team that 1 year got 60 wins, which something that franchise hasn't done since it came to Atlanta. So Paul Millsap in the middle of all that, an all-star for them as well. So Paul Millsap hanging them up after 16 years in the league. And then finally, guys, my big five for the week. Coming in at number one, of course, Cleveland at 21-4. You know the team, guys. You know what they're doing, how they're getting it done. So Cleveland, your top team in the NBA. Second place, still no movement from them. The Boston Celtics at 19-5. Just a stone throw away from the best record in the league. And mind you, they did most of that without the services of Kristaps Porzingis. He's back now, so you have that. So Boston Celtics among the creme de la creme. Third place, they're holding fast too. Oklahoma City Thunder, guys. They're at 18-5, getting it done. They're clicking on all cylinders, guys. So OKC manning the fort at the third spot. Fourth, Memphis Grizzlies, guys. They've climbed the ladder, guys. They're right in the thick of it. You know, you have Ja back. He's healthy now. You got Desmond Bane as well. So you got all the guys there. Jarrett Jackson Jr., so this team is primed and ready, guys. I said it kind of when I talked about this team as the season began. having Ja Morant in your lineup is worth its weight in gold, guys. He is a catalyst for this team. He looked like he's a different player. He really does. And he's even saying, you know, I got to take it easy going to the basket. I got to save my body and so forth. So he's being mindful of those things. But Memphis is going to be a problem. They're going to be a problem all season, guys. So, and the more this team plays together, the more they gel, the more dangerous they'll be, guys. So Memphis at your fourth spot. And then fifth, I kind of got to split it, guys. Still, the Houston Rockets are there in the fifth spot, but I got to add to the mix the Dallas Mavericks, guys. They're starting to come on as well. Both of them have a 16-8 record. They're both solid teams, guys. Ime Udoka, you heard me sing his praises. Operon Sengun, the fine season he's having. Jalen Green as well. Jabari Smith is over there. Fred VanVleet, those guys there getting it done. And then also your Dallas Mavericks now. The Dallas Mavericks is pretty simple. You have a healthy Luka. You have a healthy Kyrie. They're always going to have a puncher's chance. So you have both those guys up and ready. You got a shot. You got the two-headed monster in the middle of Derek Lively the second and Daniel Gafford there. PJ Washington, you know, he's a mixed bag sometime, but when he's productive, that's a help for this team as well. You got your third guard and Spencer Dinwiddie there. You know, Jason Kidd, he's pushing the right buttons, and he's got them amongst the leaders in the West, so your Dallas Mavericks tied for fifth amongst GD's Big Five. All right, guys, so that's it for me. I thank you for listening. As always, all things basketball with GD.com is the website. There you'll find all my episodes. You'll find my videos. You'll find my support buttons, guys. Support this show. Tis the season to give. So give to your boy, all right? Oh. Before I go, shout out to Knicks Omni fan. My buddies over there, Jennifer and Jasmine, big props to you. You helped your boy out. I was at the Knicks Alumni Fest this past weekend on Saturday. Had an absolute fabulous time. Got to meet my hero, Bernard King. Got to tell him, thank him. Many people close to me know this story. My college entrance exam, they asked for a person who you admire, who persevered through tough times. And I wrote about Bernard King because at that time, he had the two broken fingers on each hand. He was in the playoffs playing and trying to get this team to higher heights. And he went through adversity to do so. So I got to thank him. I got to take pictures with him. You'll see it on my Instagram. I have it on my Instagram there if you follow me. So got to see him. Got to talk to Larry Johnson. I saw him at All the Smoke when he got interviewed. Was talking to him about that. Got to see some other legends there as well. Of course, I got a picture with my guy, Latrell Sprewell. Bernard King is my hero. Latrell Sprewell, he's right up there. Larry Johnson, those guys there. Got to meet the great Jerry Lucas, one of the prime players for the last championship squad for the New York Knicks. Got to speak with him. Spencer Haywood, absolute charming guy. Got to take a picture with him as well. Kenny Skywalker, who looks great at 60, man. He was there. Got to talk to him a little bit as well. It was just great, you know. Saw some of my guys from the group there. So it was an absolute fabulous time. Again, thank you to Jasmine and Jennifer for hooking your boy up with those tickets. Much appreciated. Much love. You know how we do. So appreciate that. All right, guys. Again, all things basketball with GD.com. Support buttons as well on YouTube, on all the podcast platforms. Like the videos. Give good reviews. 5 stars, please. Socials, Instagram, TikTok for the moment until they try and get rid of it, for crying out loud, which is a story for another day. Blue Sky, I'm starting to be on Blue Sky now. X or Twitter is out. I'm done with that business. Fan base, I'm still trying to figure that out. But Facebook, eh. So anyhow, that's it for me. Thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.